Topic of my presentation, Russian New Generation Spacecraft, which got named Federation only in January of this year, and we will talk probably mostly about history of project and what is the current status of the project. I'll skip this, you don't need to know about me much. The only what you need to know is that I'm a member of Space Association of Australia, and they're my sponsor, so you can join us on website. Andrew Rennie, who is present here, he is the permanent host of Space Show radio program, which running every Wednesday on Southern FM radio. And we have monthly meeting every fourth Monday of the month in Caulfield RSL. Everybody is welcome. It's free, and it's for some people it's fun. History. Before we talk about Federation project, Soviet Union has a lot of false starts in terms of creating a new generation of spacecrafts. I would not talk about Vostok and Voskhod space programs because they an ancient history. We will talk a little bit about Soyuz spacecraft series, and this guy actually artifacts from the Russian lunar program. Zond spacecraft supposed to fly by around the moon, and LOC, Lunar Orbital Spaceship, supposed to provide means for landing men on the moon. And this man's name supposed to be Alexei Leonov. Unfortunately, it did not happen. This was funded by military department, and it's supposed to run different military series. You can see resemblance to current Dream Chaser, somehow. So this is Soviet legacy as well. Another attempt were to create bigger spacecraft than Soyuz with a power rocket engine landing. It's called Zarya. Don't mix up with the first module of International Space Station. It has the same name. Obviously, you should heard about Russian space shuttle, which is called Buran. And the only piece of hardware which actually flew in space and was used in Russian manned program, it ran without crew on board, but they managed to run three of the spacecraft and dock them with Salyut station. So this was Soviet legacy. The major workforce in Russian manned space program obviously is the Soyuz spacecraft, but as you can see, there are 11 different series. So whichever Russian flying now, it's not exactly what they flew in 1966 first time. Its spacecraft has basically the same layout, but in reality it's a completely different machine after so many upgrades. And Soyuz spacecraft run, they flew separate missions, they provided transportation to Salyut stations, to Mir station, and to still running up to date, to transferring crew and to and from International Space Station. This was probably the boldest attempt to replace Soyuz, and Rocket and Space Corporation Energia was very close to do this. They even ran a tender in 2006, but if nothing happened outside of Russia, it probably would be, this spacecraft probably would be flying right now. Unlike U.S. space shuttle, it's supposed to be launched on the top of the rocket, so all usual risk which has been associated with the space shuttle probably would be mitigated. And this is mini shuttle supposed to carry up to 6 cosmonauts. Unfortunately, it did not happen. Russians tried to sell it to European, which was a lot of negotiation. Nothing came out positive out of this. Now, there were two events which killed Kuiper project. One of them was in 2004 when President Bush declared Constellation program. Even before this, Chinese managed to successfully clone the Soyuz spacecraft and have their national spacecraft became third nation. But you can see how successfully Chinese managed to clone existing technology. First Chinese spacecraft flew in 2003. So after these two events, Russians decided to kill winged spacecraft because it did not satisfy requirements to go to the moon. In Farnborough Aeroshow in 2008, they presented concept of crewed space transportation system. In parallel, Roscosmos, it's Russian space agency, try to negotiate with Europeans who try to convert cargo vehicle, which call ACT, sorry, I probably forgot the name, by adding descending module. Again, negotiation was not quite successful, and this is the whole concept which first time show up on this exhibition. Current Federation is not far away from this original concept. What you can see here, a manifest of six crew standard configuration, descent module which consists from two part, pressurized module which actually holding crew, and unpressurized module which has solid rockets which would be used for powered landing. It has gears, landing gears, which more resemble lunar module rather than standard Soyuz capsule. And we will talk about what happened after that in 2006. Again, ultimate goal for Russian space program is the moon. This is spacecraft in configuration before leaving Earth's orbit. This big thing is the space dock. Potentially, this configuration was with the hydrogen and oxygen to provide minimum fuel in order to achieve lunar orbit. And the same spacecraft after jettison space dock already on lunar orbit. In 2009, it was Energia won preliminary design. In 2011, she won another tender. It was technical design, and they more or less completed. So you can see spacecraft probably from different angles. And on the right, the rocket. Rocket is actually the Ukrainian Zenit-2, which is supposed to fly a Leo version of spacecraft to the low Earth orbit. In 2012, they started to study how actually they can get to the moon. There are different configuration of space docks, depending which fuel they're using, what is the concept of operation in terms of number of launches. So it's pure number of combination. This was original design, but according to Energia, they choose either this one or that one. Unfortunately, both of them, and you can see designed with a two-stage space dock, propellant is hydrogen and oxygen. Unfortunately, this design was suitable only for super heavy launch vehicle, which Russia doesn't have yet. So the previous one which Russia had was Soviet Energia, which actually launched Buran to the orbit and used in another case. In 2015, on the left, you can see composite pressurized part of the spacecraft. Actually, it's made in Germany. Yeah, like I said, descent module consists of two part, pressurized module when crew sits, and the rear segment, which is responsible for powered jet propeller landing. The biggest problem with spacecraft, even if it gets funding, it didn't have at the moment decent rocket to launch it to orbit. Fortunately, Angara, after 20 years, started to fly, and they decided to switch to this launch vehicle. So this is Angara 5P, P standing for manned version. So this vehicle will provide three missions in 2021-2023. In 2015, they decided instead of having one super heavy launch vehicle, decided to use four launch schema, which I probably would not have time to cover. So this is a plan until 2025, three qualifying missions, only one is manned. A destination, first one autonomous flight, second one docking with ISS, and only third one would be crewed mission.